Part 1. Ambush. The Parliamentary Party in Somerset, with a view to prevent the junction of Sir Ralph Hopton with the Marquess of Hertford, summoned the whole county to rise and keep their rendezvous at Taunton Dean. A perfect diurnal, May 1643. By Bitterwell Wood, Somerset, June 9, 1643. He had concealed himself as best he could, given his kingfisher coat of bright blues and sea greens did not exactly blend into the tangled undergrowth along the overgrown road. The captain tilted his curly brown head, impatiently anticipating the wool wagon, which they had been informed would be on its way to market that afternoon. He listened for the wheel creak over the busy hum of the heavy insects, wallowing from sticky bud to trumpeting bloom on the warm summer breeze. Willow wands fell over his head, coiled and curled over his stooped shoulders, an unkempt Medusa working her choking roots about him, tangling the good leather bridle and tying elf locks in his sweating charger's mane. A fearful farmer peering in at the captain might have imagined him to be a demonic centaur, a wild wood imp in Satan's service, loosely lashed to his ruined willow by dozens of umbilical fronds and creepers, lurking in the leafy shadows for passers-by, busy about their rightful business on the old road over the hill. Had he stood his ground a moment more and peered through his crossed fingers, the farmer would have recognized instead a slightly built youth leaning along the twitching shoulders of a chestnut horse, whispering reassurances. Thin, unremarkable features gathered up in concentration, listening intently for the wayward wheels. A long nose twitching above a fine russet moustache, perhaps a recent addition to his frowning, not overly ferocious face. His pale eyes, green-grey and mottled with tiny brown motes, flickered in the dappled sunlight filtering through the fronds, the pesterfly clouds shifting and settling around the hot flanks of the horse. The spirited chestnut hadn't taken kindly to being backed into the spray of willows, and it was all the rider could do to hold him steady as he swished his tail, swatting the hungry midges. Too near the brook, he thought ruefully. He should have trusted to surprise, hidden beyond the next bend and come hurtling out on the overloaded wagon as the driver negotiated the narrow humpbacked bridge.